My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda is looking for money. Will Davin pay it? Listen and enjoy.
When we last left off with Belinda, it was May 21st of 2013, and her and I had an epic battle of how she was going to earn money for her job, or not earn money, money for rent. Well, I proposed several ways for her to actually earn money. She proposed I send money.
Yes, it was whatever you came up with, there was a reason why she couldn't do that.
And she had the audacity to say I wasn't even trying to help her.
I know.
It was. You gave her a couple of job leads. I mean, what do you want more than that?
I thought I did what a responsible boyfriend would do.
Yeah, try not.
It was not well, but it was an epic battle.
Right.
May 23rd, 2013. She says, hi. I go, how are you? I'm not good. That's a shame. I go, do you want to tell me about it? You know about it already. The guy says he will come for the phone tomorrow. By the end of tomorrow, it would have been sold. Remember, she's selling the phone to pay the rent. She's 3 months behind rent. She's selling it to pay the rent.
What kind of phone is this where it would pay 3 months rent?
I know.
I mean, my iPhone is $300.
Not anymore. It's not. It's,
well, all right. But when it was new, it was $300. Wouldn't even cover the electric bill.
I don't know. Maybe it's not good property in the hut. I don't know, Joe.
Yeah, but it's like,
actually, she does live close to the beach.
Does she live in a shoebox? I mean, what could you possibly?
No, she lives close. She's actually not too far from the airport, not too far from the beach.
Really?
She should be very concerned that I know where she lives.
Yes, yeah, she should.
Mm-hmm. I know where you live too.
You know where I live?
No, I don't know. Yes, I do. We're all concerned.
I know.
Comes to my house. God forbid I come to hers.
You're at my house.
I was at your house. I didn't think it existed until I was there.
You come to my house, you'll be sorry.
I gotta go somewhere.
Just drive around. We'll break in here. This is a full stupid. blah, blah, blah. I go, so what happens after you sell your phone? At some point, you will need to do something for money. I mean, you can write with me, and I will give you half of what I make, which could be substantial, but it's not quick money. And if we do not have contact with each other, then there's no way to do this. She goes, we've been doing this for some time now, and nothing fruitful has come out of it. I am telling you what's going on in my life, because I think you deserve to know. Do you think you can lend me some money to pay my rent and other things, so I will not have to sell the phone, so we can write together?
Uh-huh.
After you give me my cut, you take it out of.
Aha! Uh-huh.
What do you got there, Pipper?
Oh, I'm just like, this is the first time that I remember that she has...
Well, now it's a he.
Yeah, I know.
Now we think it's Belinda's husband.
I know. It's the first time I remember them saying specifically, give me money.
They've hinted.
Hinted, but not, can you give me money?
What about the fruitful comment?
Yeah, nothing's fruitful. It's like, fuck you. How about my love, our relationship, how much we've meant to each other? Nothing's been fruitful. It's like, you gold-digging bitch.
Joe?
Like I said, they're starting to play hardball with you.
Yeah.
They were very nice when we found out Dick Alorado died, but now it's back.
They were very nice. They told me to get over it.
Yeah.
How was that nice?
Listen, hear me out. For the day that they were nice. And eventually they told you to get over it.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, they told me to get over it right away.
Listen to me. Before Dick Alorado died, they were playing hardball. You were done. When Dick Alorado died, it softened them up a little bit. A little bit to get in there, get to know each other.
Right.
You got your answers out of Agnes and Melinda. Now it's time to move on. Okay? And now he's getting back to work where they've been horsing around with you for a while. They want the money. They butter you up. Here's the deal.
You think I'm on the way out?
Well, it's up to you.
All right. Let's see. I go, believe it or not, I tried to do that once. I never told you what happened, but it is the reason I am in the bad place I am legally. I have to go, but I'll be back in 25 to 30 minutes. If you want me to tell you what happened, I never did because I did not want to upset you. But I guess at this point, there is no reason to shield you from it.
Oh.
She goes, I don't know if I can be back, but I will try to be here. But if for some reason I can't make it, then I guess it's goodbye forever.
What?
That's what she said.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised he doesn't want a horse around with him
anymore.
The way the wife did.
Yeah.
All right, and
the wife loved me for me.
And
yes.
My wife wanted to horse
yes.
around with you.
She did.
Yeah.
And we did horse around.
Yes.
Right? Some type of animal.
Yeah.
I mean, she's sitting there. There's all these scenarios, all that's going on. And then the old man walks in and goes, what the hell's going on here? We got to get some dough out of this guy.
Right.
And he's like, give me this damn thing. I'll write to him.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on right now.
Yep.
And it's Fisher cut bait. I mean, if you know, they want to make money off you. If they're going to continue horsing around, you know, go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I go. You said we've been doing this for a long time, but nothing fruitful came from it. I thought this was a relationship. Was I wrong? I thought we found love. Is that nothing? Was this merely a business relationship? If that is all this was, then it's better we part now.
Oh, my God. Calling the bluff.
I most certainly am. I don't like talking to this person anyway. This isn't my real Belinda.
No.
You know, it's at that point where, you know, you can tell each other to go to hell on good terms.
Joking
yeah.
late.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Very much so. Very much so. You know?
That's great. Joe's like, here's some paper. Send them to God and call it a day.
Yeah,
that's it.
We don't
she gets half the hut. You get half the hut. Right. Move on.
That's right. We're going to try that in Suffolk County Court.
Wow. You don't personalize.
You want Evan Spencer to be your divorce attorney?
No, I'll be living in my sewer.
I was gonna let him keep the house, but after Spencer walked in, he gets nothing.
Yeah, really.
I tell you, Joanne will be asleep, and she laughs in her sleep. And she just sits there and laughs. And I look and I go, I know what this dream's about. I could just see us in court. Mr. Curry, what are you looking for? More than half the house. And that's when she laughs.
Sad.
You laugh in her sleep.
Maybe somebody's tickling her.
We're in court, and I'm probably asking for most of the house.
You'll get the house.
We'll see.
It was your mom's. You'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the place is on fire, and you're begging for your life.
I think your scenario is right. She goes, well, if that's what you want, I can delete this account just now so you can have your peace of mind. Just say it, and I will be gone forever this time around.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.